Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, explains again today why he'll reluctantly vote for a Republican spending bill.
A shutdown will allow DOGE to shift into overdrive. It would give Donald Trump and DOGE the keys to the city, state, and country.
Ontario's Premier Doug Ford has met with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick over the tariff battle.
There'll always be bumps in the road, but it was very, very productive.
The Education Department says more than 50 universities are being investigated for alleged racial discrimination. Senate confirmation hearing today for TV Dr. Mehmet Oz to be the administrator of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden.
Let Medicaid. The record show that I asked a witness who said he cherishes this program, will you agree to oppose cuts? And he would not answer a yes or no question.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Fire danger is very high today. Burning permits are restricted or suspended for Wood, Portage, Wapaka, Washera, and Adams counties, as well as most of southern Wisconsin. High fire danger means the potential for a fire to start and spread quickly is high. Marathon County is in moderate fire danger currently. Burning is still allowed in Marathon County for now, but you must have a DNR annual permit or special burning permit and follow all requirements. It may seem early, but the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says it's time to start thinking about ticks. Here's Lisa Hale.
The department posted to social media recently that adult ticks are active and have already been collected from the environment. To prevent tick bites, the DHS recommends using insect repellent on exposed skin and clothes, wear long-sleeve shirts, pants, and tall socks when outdoors, and check for ticks on clothes, gear, and your pets after being outside. Lyme disease, spotted fever, and other illnesses are spread by tick bites.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging residents to take precautions as measles cases rise across the country. There haven't been any reported measles cases in the state so far, but health officials are concerned that residents traveling for spring break may return with the disease. They're advising residents to check on their MMR vaccine eligibility with their healthcare provider. They also say typical flu prevention methods, like washing your hands regularly or wearing a mask in crowded spaces, can help prevent the spread. According to DHS, one out of every four people who get measles in the U.S. will be hospitalized, and one or two out of every 1,000 children who contract measles will die from the disease, even with the best care. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit. Tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed, St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma, too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20 plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Warm and windy today. With gusts approaching 30 miles per hour, it'll shove us to highs in the mid-70s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on Air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this TGIF edition. Thank goodness it's Friday, March 14th, 2025. It is a great day, and I mean a great day, to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you along here at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison, along with Zommers. Wow. Aaron, this is the kind of day where you want to put it in a bottle and just relive it over and over.
I think Todd likes warm weather.
It's not because it's not like super hot. It's just refreshing. Yes, yes. It's the right temperature. I had to get downtown early this morning. I had a little meeting, and then the meeting got canceled, but it was fine because I was up and going, and I went down to our friends at Bradbury and had a little coffee and crepe. And then I got into the office. I got a lot accomplished this morning. I was out walking down. Oh, by the way, I was Pat Kreitlow, you know, who was in town for the Up North News. And it was a great event on Wednesday for the big forum for the Supreme Court race. And then he sends us that internal message saying, oh, yeah, I forgot all of my banners over at the Overture Center. Could you go get them? I said, sure, no problem. So I went over there this morning. What he didn't tell me is that there were bags of poles as well. So I was like a pack mule for Kreitlow this morning. But it was, I got my workout in. I got him over here. It's beautiful out right now.
Rather do it now than minus 20 or 90 degrees.
No, it was fine. I was happy to help out. But the point is, it's a gorgeous day. Temperature is going to be in the low 70s today across much of Wisconsin. But a quick serious note as well on the weather, get outside during the daylight hours because starting, maybe after 8 o'clock this evening, expecting a front to move through, and it's kind of shifted a little bit more south, but essentially if you go from La Crosse over to just north of Wisconsin Dells and then kind of take an arc down maybe towards the Waukesha area very roughly, and then everything south and west of that, particularly for our listeners down along the in Rock County, in Monroe County, along the Illinois border and southwest Wisconsin, WRCE, WMDX listeners, there is a chance for some severe weather later on tonight. In particular, high winds are going to be the main part of this. It's going to move pretty quickly. We need the moisture, of course, for our agriculture producers and lawns, but it looks like an inch or less of rain in most areas because it's going to move so quickly. But the big reason that they're wanting to call attention to this is the strong winds. May expect straight line winds up to 70 miles per hour which is pretty close to severe thunderstorm, and they can't rule out a tornado in these areas as well. And so enjoy the nice weather today. Enjoy the sunshine. Just be aware that in some parts of Wisconsin, particularly south of La Crosse, over to north of Wisconsin Dells, and then kind of make an arc down towards Waukesha-ish, and then everything south of that, south of west of that, is in the kind of the danger zone. The rest of Wisconsin, particularly Green Bay over to Eau Claire, may see some rain showers with this front, maybe a thunderstorm as well. Lesser chance for a severe thunderstorm. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but lesser chances of it. So, and of course, the concern is that this front will move through after sunset, after it gets dark, and, you know, always more dangerous when people can't see these fronts coming. They don't always present themselves. So make sure you have your weather radio on if you have one, your phone, your cell phone on, if you have those alerts on your phone. And, of course, keep it tuned to Civic Media as well, as we will continue to update you throughout the day and into the evening hours. So be aware of that. But, boy, it is gore. I'm getting the heck out of here as soon as this is done, Zomers.
I will be doing much the same.
Everybody's on vacation today, by the way. But by golly, we're here. And the wonderful folks in the traffic department, they're here making sure that the money is flowing in and the advertisements are going on. And Sage Weil, our CEO, is here.
Someone's got to make sure the trains run on time.
That's right. God love them. We appreciate all the great support behind the scenes here that keep this great operation going. Big show today. Glad you're along with us. We have a great What's Worse in hour number two. I'm very excited about this. Our ongoing segment involving bodily gases. So that out of both ends. And so we'll talk about that, about what's worse. Also, our old friend Peter Rapine, for the managing editor of EPOM's World, is in at 1:30 with a humorous look at the week in review. Zomers has a board game for us in hour number two as well.
A very chill one.
Very chill. All right. Looking forward to that. And we'll get some news as well today. Lots going on out in Washington, as per usual, and here in Wisconsin. But I want to start off by thanking our friend and colleague, and he fills in on this show occasionally when Zomers has a day off, Sam Davison, who is the producer of the John and Gordy Show. I'm assuming he baked this. I'm not sure. He said homemade. And Sam, today is Pie Day. For those that don't realize this, and look at this, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Sam Davidson brought in this lovely homemade apple pie.
It's pretty good. Great way to celebrate Pie Day.
Thank you to Sam. I mean, this is fantastic. If you don't know what we're talking about, of course, March 14th is commonly referred to as Pie, P-I, not P-I-E, but P-I Day. A day that aims to celebrate the ratio of the circumference of a circle. The number is known as 3.14, or the sine for pi, and can actually go on forever. The most accurate value for pi, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, is more than 62 trillion digits. I'm not even going to... They have it all printed out here at USA
Today. Do they really? Oh, my gosh.
At USA Today today.
What is it like? 7,000 pages.
Well, it's like 62 and then 3, 3, 3, 3, 3 sets of numbers to be precise. It's calculated in August of 2021 by the University of Applied Sciences in Switzerland. While the day is popular in math circles, probably why I never got into it that much. It's also a day for those looking to score great deals on actual pie, pizza pie, and other circular treats. I did not know they had big deals like this. Did you, Zomer?
Yeah. I've taken advantage of them in the past, gone to various diner-like establishments just get a big slice of pie for cheap.
I know the Hubbard Street Diner
in Middleton. That's where I've gone.
In one of the suburbs here in Madison, they usually do something.
They do a pie day thing.
Yep.
I think they do both pie days, like the number pie and P-I-E pie. And
all right.
Just like, well, celebrate them both.
Never a bad day to celebrate pie, right?
Truly.
Back to this article. It says, are you looking for a discount or a freebie? Well, we have you covered. Here's what you need to know about which companies are offering deals on this March 14th this year. Blaze Pizza. I don't think we have one of those in Wisconsin, do we? They're offering a buy one 11-inch pizza, get a second pizza of a lesser value for $3.14. So that's creative. That's pretty good. So if you have a Blaze Pizza near you, it says there are 300 locations in North America. I've never heard of them. Have you?
I haven't either.
All right, let's go on to the next one. Papa John's offers BOGO deal.
Buy one, get one.
BOGO? Oh, got it. I'm reading the letters. I'm like, what is that? Oh, buy one, get one. On Pi Day, exclusive deals for Papa Rewards members all week. Customers of Papa John's could buy one large or extra large pizza at regular menu prices and get another of equal or lesser value for $3.14 today. So there you go. If you want a deal, go to Papa John's on a pizza there. Also says, additionally, Papa Rewards members will receive exclusive offers all week.
Are you a Papa Rewards member?
I am not.
I'm not either.
I'm not. I'm sorry. What else? Marco? Do we have a Marco's Pizza in Wisconsin? Never heard of
that. Yeah, I know. We used to have one in Manitowoc. I think it might still be there. I don't know.
All right. Well, customers at Marco's Pizza can get a medium one-topping pizza for $3.14 with the purchase of any large or extra-large menu pizza with the code PI Day. PI Day. Put that in the code and you get your deal there. What else do we have? Perkins. There's Perkins's in Wisconsin. Customers who visit Perkins today can present this, or I guess there's a coupon, and get a slice of pie with an entree purchase. So I guess go to usatoday.com and then go down and click on it where it says this coupon, and you can get a free piece of pie apparently at Perkins as well. I think you have to have the coupon though, so make sure you do that. Just remember that. Sissy's Pizza, C-I-C-I-S. Never heard
probably
of that.
Probably CC's, but.
Oh, it's CC's. I didn't have enough coffee this morning. CC's Pizza customers who buy one medium or large pizza, the same type of deal. You get another one for $3.14. California Kitchen's having a deal today. 7-Eleven offers discounted pizza, quesadilla, and chicken tenders today. So you have a 7-Eleven stop in there. What else do we have? A Schlotsky's Deli offering reward members a pizza or flatbread for $3.14 today. Paisano's Pizza has a deal. Famous Dave's offers a free slice of Baker's Square pie with a $10 medium purchase or minimum purchase, pardon me, today. We talked about Papa Murphy's already. Those are the big ones. So there you go. See, it paid to tune in today just to find a deal. I'm like the Monty Hall of civic media. Let's make a deal.
A deal has been made.
A deal has been made. So all kinds of things out there. Have you ever, are you a participator? Do you celebrate Pi, P-I Day? If so, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
I always did when I was younger because I was definitely a math nerd. And it was fun, you know, make some pie on Pi Day and share it with my other dorky friends.
I wouldn't say dorky. I was just predominantly because I found out later in life, as many people know, I'm dyslexic, and particularly with numbers. And so I had no interest. I don't find numbers interesting. I find them frustrating and a nuisance.
Totally understandable.
So I was much more into the baking part of it than I was the numbers part of it. But give us a call if you want to help celebrate Pi Day, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'll talk a little bit about pie. And also, coming up a little bit later here, where does each of our $100, for every $100 that we pay in federal taxes, where does that go? We'll discuss it. Stay tuned. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tired of the same old fish fry on Friday nights? Try El Cafe for the best fish fry in Wood County. Served every Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's fish fry with a little Mexican flair. If fish isn't your thing, you can try their authentic breakfast and lunch menus with daily specials available. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Listen during the 8 o'clock hour for your chance to win and try El Cafe on us.
Are you 55 or older and struggle to do everyday activities? Is your mobility slowing down? The Southwood County YMCA is here to help, not only with your physical health, but for your overall health as well, spirit, mind, and body. The Southwood County YMCA is committed to supporting our members in their health journeys through programs such as group fitness and nutrition classes, as well as our older adult program, Forever Well. This is a member benefit and does not cost anything to participate. Stop by today and learn how you can live a healthier life with the Southwood County YMCA.
Jim! Jim!
Yes, dear?
Don't forget, my parents are coming, so clean up the workshop and get your car out of the garage.
Ugh.
What was that?
Yes, dear?
Been there, my friend. Might be time to give the pros at Clery a call. We can build whatever you dream. Egg buildings, storage for your toys, even a place to get away from the in-laws.
Yes!
Experience the Clery difference during our Customer Appreciation Day sale, March 13th through the 15th. Visit clerybuilding.com for more.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 12 noon on 314. That's not cherry pie, Zomers. What'd you dial up?
The irrationally long number pie song from Dropout used to be known as College Humor. It's like a 10-year-old video. I think I played it last year on Pie Day, too. But this song is 14 minutes long.
Well, of course it is.
Because they just keep going until they all collapse from exhaustion.
Welcome back to the show on this National Pie Day. P-I, not P-I-E. Although, the wonderful and talented Sam Davidson, the producer of John and Gordy, the morning show here on WMDX in Madison, who is Mr. Zomer's fill-in when he's gone on this show, has made us this lovely apple pie. And let me tell you, it's delicious. So celebrating Pie Day a little bit to kick off the show today. Several deals around, particularly pizza places, some places that serve sweet pie, P-I-E, as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Cindy listening in Appleton. Cindy, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, here's a number maybe you can wrap your head around. Pie squared twice is more than I can eat in one sitting.
Pie squared twice is more than you can eat at one sitting. I like that.
That would be like a lot of pies, and I can't eat that many pies.
What's your favorite pie, Cindy? Do you have a favorite pie that you eat?
I do. I have lots of favorite pies, so I can't really. I guess, everybody says apple pie. I guess that's probably, I like my own apple pie because I'm really a good apple pie maker, but
sure.
I will never stick my nose up at anything but a mincemeat pie, so.
All right, not a big mincemeat person. All right. But that's more of a savory pie, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't even eat one.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling, Cindy. 855-752-4842. You can check in on Pie Day, March 14th, 2025, 314, 3.14 pie. But also, we have a texter to text in saying, ask people what their favorite eating pie is. You may get more callers. That's true. You can also text or call in about your favorite pie in terms of what you like to eat. 855-752-4842. Todd, listening on WISS in Oshkosh, our great station there, says, today is my wife Nancy's birthday. We always celebrate with pie, and she's gotten several very festive and clever P.I. pie t-shirts over the years. Well, happy birthday, Nancy. A pleasant birthday to you on this Pie Day. Also, what else we have here?
That's it for now.
All right, very good. If you want to call or text in what your favorite pie is, 855-752-4842, or you can dial us up on the Civic Media app. I mean, it's kind of a cool day, right? I mean, it's a thing to sell. Like I said, I was just never a math person. So anyway, there's that. Let's go quickly to a couple of national things happening in the more serious side of the news. I want to touch on this a little bit. Off of CNN right now, Democrats are torn over Democratic leader in the U.S. Senate Chuck Schumer's support for the bill to avert a shutdown. This is making a lot of rounds today, this morning. Latest headline is the Senate is expected to hold a vote this afternoon to break a Democratic filibuster on the House-passed spending bill, a critical initial step to the measure as Congress stares down a midnight government funding deadline. Democratic votes will be needed to break the filibuster, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced last night that he will vote for the GOP stopgap funding bill. While a key first step, the Senate will have to take a second vote today or tonight to give final approval to the funding bill. Senate leadership does not yet have the timing agreement on when that final vote would occur. So here's the deal. If there is not a continuing resolution bill passed by midnight tonight, the federal government shuts down for all intent and purposes. And of course, you have a lot of military folks, federal workers, who will not get paid. You know, the old line is, unless you're quote unquote an essential worker, which means, you know, you have a direct, the people who arm the nuclear weapons, you know, people who are, you know, obviously people who are on ships at sea right now. Those are essential workers. But it affects a lot of people, a lot of enlisted folks, a lot of officers, the military. Government shuts down. They send people home. I've been part of a government shutdown in the 90s where I worked for a member of Congress. And so the Republicans and Mike Johnson were able to keep all but one of their people on the ranch. In other words, they only lost one vote. So it passed this continuing resolution through, I believe, September, passed in the U.S. House by one vote. All the Democrats voted no. That creates a conundrum. Who used to be a great state senator from Western Wisconsin, Senator Conundrum. Not really. Because it's a conundrum for Senate Democrats. Because these continuing resolutions, unlike a mainline bill that requires 60 votes in the U.S. Senate. Republicans only have, 52 members or so in the U.S. Senate. So to get to 60, it's going to require Democratic votes. The challenge is for Democrats is that this continuing resolution, while it would continue to fund government, federal government, it also includes several cuts. Some of it to veteran services, like the burn pit victims. Some of it, the recently passed 988, and we use that a lot on this show, probably not enough. If you or somebody that you love is facing a mental health crisis, all you have to do now is pick up a phone, thanks to, in part, large part, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, and dial 988.
Or text.
Or
text. If you are more comfortable that way.
Correct. And there are cuts to that program. So for that reason, Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced she is a no vote on this. But if they can't get to 60, then the government shuts down. So then it's going to look like the Democrats are responsible for shutting the government down because they didn't want to be, quote unquote, bipartisan. Zahmer and I were talking about this morning, and Tammy Baldwin made this point, that the fact that Republicans didn't have Democrats at the table to negotiate this is a large part of the reason we're in this conundrum. Republicans basically put a political gun to the Democrats' head and said either vote for this or don't, but never included them in the discussion. We'll come back and discuss it ourselves. 855-752-4842. Come on back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin is remaining even on milk production, but what's happening with the rest of the country? I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Matt Tranel, a dairy risk specialist with EverAg, is here to give insight into what the rest of the country's milk production is looking like.
California is the one to watch, and they were still down 5.7% in the last milk production report, but coming off the heels of being down 10% and then 8%, a lot of the anecdotal reports that we collect from some of our clients out in California would suggest that they are only down 1 to 3%. Mm-hmm. And when you look at all the other states such as South Dakota and Kansas and Texas and Wisconsin's net even, there is definitely some growth taking place throughout the country.
Tranel says that with more milk coming online and...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Watson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, wanted, Sam Decker, and it's career win number 200. For head coach Greg Gard. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, this is the Wisconsin Badgers pregame show as Greg Gard's team gets ready for the quarterfinals of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Wisconsin defeating Northwestern yesterday afternoon 70-63. So now as the number 5 seed, the Badgers will take on 4th seed UCLA. It's a rematch of what was a very entertaining game in January out at Pauley Pavilion. UCLA prevailing on that night 85-83. A berth in the semifinals on the line here today. And who knows what else is involved in terms of NCAA seeding and location. Big game for both the Bruins and the Badgers, about an hour away from the opening tip. As always, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. We'll also hear from Director of Player Development Greg Stiesma. But coming up, as always, Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is the Badgers pregame show. We'll get it rolling in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. BoatBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Badgers pregame show. Quarterfinal round of the Big Ten tournament, Wisconsin and UCLA this afternoon down in Indianapolis, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Jesse, we talked about a lot of individuals. Obviously, John Tonjay, John Blackwell, Kamari McGee, what he has done. Probably haven't talked a ton about Nolan Winter. We probably should now. I think the ceiling is still yet to be reached with him, but man, his skill set is a pretty extensive one, isn't it?
Very much so. You talk about efficiency, 5 field goal attempts and you end up with 18 points. Obviously, it helps when you get to the line and make 9 for 10, but he has continued to progress this season. Not all that long ago, he had a 17-rebound game, and it just makes Wisconsin so much more dangerous. It means that Stephen Crowell doesn't have to go for 20 and 15. If he has an off night, there's another 7-footer who can score in the post and stretch to the perimeter. So he's coming along at the right time, and Wisconsin obviously picked up a big, big win against Northwestern.
And they were able to get back to something closer to their normal rotation with Max Klesmit back in the starting lineup. It seems, I know it's cliche, but he brings a lot more than 10 points a game, doesn't he? It's just their intangibles that he brings to the table that seems to be contagious with this team.
Yeah, you can't overstate the importance of having Max Klesmit in that lineup. I know the three-point shooting hasn't been what he would want this season or what Badgers fans expect, but he does so many other things and he still ends up with 9 points. And we talked about this before the last game, but there's a trickle-down effect when he's not in there. You're elevating Kamari McGee into a starting spot. Jack Janicki has to play more minutes. Maybe you're asking Cameron Hunter to get into a game. And now you've got a steadying presence with Klesmit. And by the way, he can still hit the occasional three. I love that step back three that he hit against Northwestern. And he's not afraid to talk a little bit after as well.
Yeah, speaking of which, Stephen Crowell isn't afraid to talk either. There are guys on this team going back to last year who thought he was the biggest trash talker on the team. He just does it subtly. I've seen more emphatic stuff not get teched, but you say the magic word at the right time and you're staring at the guy. I guess people don't realize that Stephen Crowell has 2 technicals, which is one more than head coach Greg Gard has in his career.
That's a fantastic stat, Matt. Yes, yeah, Stephen obviously had a nice block and wanted to inform his opponent that stuff needed to be removed from the premises. I suppose is the best way to put it. And the refs immediately heard it and teed him up. But obviously, Stephen is so important to what Wisconsin does and can control the paint. So it was fun to see. And I suppose the good news for the Badgers is it didn't cost them anything since they had a nice lead.
That's right. I think everybody was able to even smile about it a little bit. And fortunately, when Carter Gilmore got fouled, it looked like tempers were starting to flare a little bit, but nothing silly happens. So you play on and you play on today with UCLA. That first game was, I think when you think of a Mick Cronin team and people historically for the last 25, 30 years think of a Wisconsin team, that was a game destined to be in the 60s. It was 85, 83. Ever since Cronin chewed out his guys, they had lost 4 in a row in January. They played pretty good ball here. This is an interesting matchup again for Wisconsin this afternoon.
Yeah, it is. The player I'm most looking at is Mara, the 7-plus footer who just dominated Wisconsin in the first matchup. Came in off the bench, played 20-plus minutes, made all 7 of his shots from the field, was able to get to the line and scored 22 points. Wisconsin at times has struggled with big men like that, so that's a matchup that I'm watching closely. But there's a lot on the line for the Badgers in this game. If you look at NCAA tournament seeding, most projections have the Badgers either as a 3 seed or a 4 seed. And the difference there is if they're a 3 seed, they are potentially in Milwaukee. You look at CBS Sports' bracketology, and that's where they have Wisconsin. But they lose, and maybe they're a 4 seed in Seattle, which is where ESPN's bracketology has the Badgers. So it's fun to project at this time. Wisconsin can only focus on trying to beat UCLA. But I do think if the Badgers are able to win this game, they've got a really good shot to get to Milwaukee.
Regardless of location, we probably get into this more next week, but to me, if you're a 3 or a 4, the location obviously can matter. But otherwise, it's really, is it about style? Is it about individual matchups of the team they play more so than whether whoever you're going to play as a 3 seed or a 4 seed?
Certainly. That is the word of the month, matchups. But there's a reason why we talk about that. And you can go back to last year's NCAA tournament matchups against James Madison, a team that had won 30 plus games. You saw that draw and you thought, oh, that could be trouble. And so that is so important. Whether you're a 3 playing a 14 seed or a 4 playing a 13 seed, it's sort of the luck of the draw and obviously how well you perform as a team, but that is going to be critical. No matter what, Wisconsin's going to have to play its best basketball because they're going to be playing some very good teams in the NCAA tournament.
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. More to come. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Pre-game show continues. Time for today's Badger Spotlight as we check in with Badgers Director of Player Development, Greg Steensma. A lot has been made of the Badgers' evolution on offense these past couple of years. It was a lower scoring game yesterday against Northwestern, 70-63. Still, the Badgers are averaging slightly better than 80 points per game this season. Steensma says this evolution is not just NBA-like, it's more global as the game continues to grow and the Badgers are growing with it.
Obviously, like, the faster play and the style and everything else, you know, is going, trending the way that the game has been going for a while now, and yeah, like, support it globally. I mean, everybody's so skilled now, everybody can play, and you can play the best defense in the world, and guys are so good now, they just still make shots, and we got to be a little more okay with that than I think we had, like, than Wisconsin's used to. I mean, the keep them to 55 and we score 60, you know, mindset a little bit. We still obviously, like, have our defensive principles and our rules, and we hold guys accountable on defense, and we make it a priority. You know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like we just kind of got to outscore them. And And we're still finding that balance. We're finding a blend of it throughout the season. And sometimes that changes game to game a little bit too, obviously. We're still flexible in that. But at the same time, like our rules are our rules, and we try to keep everybody accountable to it. And it's been successful for us so far.
I've asked you about Nolan Stevie, too, as a guy that I know Coach Garza talked about. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. But he's a really important piece of this thing moving forward, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's, I kind of joke as a big guy myself, we're kind of big parts of anything we do just by sheer size, and he fits that. I mean, he's the anchor for us a lot of times. Like, just we kind of, if we need something, we go to Steve. You know, if we need a stop, we need to calm us down a little bit, we need a little bit of settle in the boat or settle in the score a little bit, like we can always kind of trust Steve and his decision making and his experience that has gone with him from his time here. Definitely, he's going to be a huge part of this March run.
You talked early back in October about the importance of being a star in your role, and it certainly seems like you've got guys that have really wrapped their arms around that this year.
We're so happy for those guys. Like, Gilly and Jack and, some of our other bench guys, like even Kamari to, step up when he's called upon. Those are such important roles for successful teams. Doesn't really show up on a score sheet or stat book or whatever. Like, it's dive plays, it's hustle stuff, it's a deflection here or there. It's just swinging the ball when it needs to be swung, or it's taking a charge, all these things that, those guys do so well. But then on top of that, like, they've also been able to make some clutch shots and make some big buckets or get a steal at the right time. And, it's just been so much fun to see those guys because of the types of guys they are, the types of players, and, like, they've embraced that role. They know what their role is. And, it's just fun to see those guys. Like, I mean, that's who I was. I was a role player my entire career, and it's fun to see the role-playing guys. It's your job to go out there and get two rebounds, and you come back with three. Like, you're high-fiving as much as it is to score 30 points. Obviously, there's, importance of different things, but, that's just my little soft spot, I guess, for me is I love seeing those guys just play well.
Let me ask you one more thing here about the younger guys, Ricardo Greppi, because it looked like he was on the brink of getting some run, and then around Christmas time he gets hurt. That cost him some time. Give us your thoughts on him, because he just seems like someone, as he continues to get stronger and, more and more work in the weight room, he could be a pretty valuable piece here.
Yeah, he's, again, just the big human being type of factor. He's been great. I was talking to somebody about him not too long ago, and he's a guy that, and no surprise, like, he's done everything we've asked him to do. If we've asked him to put some extra work in here, he does it. We asked him, he plays 3x3, and he's been great in that. All of our guys have been playing 3-on-3. Like, it's been fun to see those guys progress throughout the year, like him kind of stepping out and shooting some threes in that, getting some blocks and catching an alley-oop here and there and pocket passes and all the little stuff that we are pounding, even like our starters, Steve and Nolan, on that stuff. Like, he's also hearing some of that and understand the importance of that's how our post players need to play. And in practice, and he tries to fill the scout role of doing what the other big guy on the other team is supposed to do. And sometimes, it almost puts them in a little bit of a box, or if they're not much of a passer, he can't help but to zing a backdoor once in a while. And his vision for the court is unbelievable. So it's a good opportunity for those guys when they do play a 3x3 that he's getting, a few more reps and some live action. And he's doing whatever we've asked him to do, and it's been really fun to see him progress.
That's Director of Player Development Greg Steensman. That's today's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is up next as pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Mantner.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
House in Indianapolis, the Badgers and the UCLA Bruins, the second game of this afternoon session. 5.5 minutes remaining in the game in front of us, Michigan State and Oregon. The Ducks had cut the deficit to one. They were down 10 at the half, got to within 44-43, and it's been mostly Michigan State since. The Spartans lead 64-51. The Ducks had missed 11 of 12 shots before a Nate Biddle tip-in. But, Brian, one of the things that's standing out right now, among others, with Michigan State, it's 7 of 15 from the three-point line. For those who haven't followed Michigan State much this season, they can score, they just don't do it from the three-point line. Well, today they are.
Yeah, and that's, we've always said that, too. If they start making shots, good luck. And they're sitting there with a third tier, a 12-point lead right now. But the way they've done it is continue to do it the way they've done it. Like you said, defend at a high level. Even if they don't make as many threes as they have, I still think they have a lead in this game. They've just controlled the physicality of this game as well.
Oregon just 7 of 21 from the field in the second half. So the Spartans are in a good spot with 5.5 minutes remaining and up by 12. But don't need to remind you, Oregon knows a little bit about late game comebacks. So we'll see if Spartans can hold them off. And the Badgers and Bruins, whoever survives that game, will take on the winner of this one ahead of us. And that's a pretty good showcase. We're going to ask Greg Gard about that in a few minutes, Brian. But the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament, that's pretty good matchups here all across the board, right?
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, this Friday here is, I mean, this, I think, might be the best day of basketball in all of college basketball because you've got so many good matchups throughout so many conference tournaments. You talk about the four that you've got today here in Indianapolis. I mean, this is – it's not like there was any upsets. I mean, you've got 1-8 locked and loaded, ready to go play.
Yeah. No, now let's go back to yesterday. The final score showed a 7-point separation, but the Badgers were really in full control in that game. They led by 18 with 6 minutes left and were, you know, in that range in the final 3 or 4 minutes. They know they can still play better. They're not shooting it to where they want to shoot it, 8-for-25 from three, but better in the second half. John Tanje with that shot at the end of the first half, not a three, but a two, and Max Klesman with that step back. A couple guys are trying to get going and had some good signs yesterday.
But absolutely, and I think that's when you look at this group and what they've done. You get the first one out, build some confidence, you get Max back, and I think that's a big part of it. He's a big part of what the identity of this team is. See him make a three. That's the wild card in all this. When you look at the way that Max Klesman shot the ball, 28% this year from three. Rests a little bit, gets healthy. Watch out if Max Klesman starts banging them some threes because it's going to trickle down throughout this whole team. And then I don't, again, know where they go to try to get stops as far as trying to guard this Wisconsin team.
Yeah, and to Max's credit, too, his points per game, very consistent this year with his previous two, just doing it more with it off the bounce, getting to the free throw line, converting there. And so, yeah, to your point, if he starts hitting it from outside, that's a good thing.
It's another option, thing. And there's been a lot of options on this team this year.
Well, that was what got you. You asked John Tanje about it yesterday. John had two hammered dunks. He had some other big shots, but He got pretty wound up talking about Max in that step back, didn't he?
Well, and I think it's because it was nasty. It was, I mean, it was ridiculous. But it was good for everybody. It's good to see Max doing that. It builds confidence. And that's what John talked about, was just kind of everybody playing off of each other, everybody knowing their roles. And, you know, you look at what John Blackwell did yesterday as well. I thought he controlled the game. Mm-hmm. He was in a spot, didn't necessarily have to score, didn't score a lot, but controlled the game.
And Nolan Winter was somebody who spent a lot of time at the free throw line, had himself a big game against Northwestern, 18 points, 9 of 10 at the line, had 6 rebounds. It's fun to watch his development because, you know, the ceiling is still is really high for this guy. But his progression, probably we haven't mentioned this with guard as well in a bit. I don't know if people have given him enough credit from the outside looking in at Nolan Winter. We saw the promise last year, but the numbers were light. Well, they're not so light now.
No, they're not light, but he's only touching how good he can be. And I think that's the exciting thing for Badger fans. That's the exciting thing for Coach Gard. He's only scratching that surface.
Badgers and UCLA, the matchup here this afternoon. And be interesting, Adai Mara had, you know, the huge night. It was a really entertaining basketball game, but it was one of those, Brian, that Badgers had a handful of them in the regular season. Seemed like a coulda, shoulda. They shot it really well that night, but getting stops between Mara and then Sebastian Mack, what he was able to do, turned out to be the difference in the game.
Yeah, and it was the way that they guarded more than anything. Yes, Mara in the post, that happens. But I didn't like that game, how they handled the ball screen action with Mack. Is the driving lanes were too big and allowed him to get downhill. And then once he had his confidence, it was really really tough to stop him. When you look at what Mack does, I mean, he is a bulldog. Like, he's going to put his head down. He's going to drive. He's going to try to get to the paint. And he was able to do that. You have to have bodies there. And that's the one thing that when you look at this game this afternoon, they've got to show bodies to Mack. And then make sure that you're, you know, finding all the other great players UCLA has. It's a great game ahead of us.
Mack drew 7,000 in that game. He never did commit one. He's a guy who's had one start all season. He's off the bench. He gets you 10 points per game, but about 3 rebounds as well, a couple of assists, sophomore out of Chicago. It was a very entertaining game, 85-83 UCLA in January out at Pauley Pavilion, and now they meet for the right to most, well, it's still a 9-point game. I'm not going to give it to Michigan State yet, not going to advance them yet. The semifinal game will be tomorrow, and the tip time will be noon central here in Indianapolis. Still 3:45 remaining in the first game of the day here in this Big Ten quarterfinal round. Michigan State leads Oregon 66-57. More of our Badgers pregame show is coming up in 3 minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse.
This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Using Airs, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Downtown Indianapolis, our pregame coverage continues. The Wisconsin Badgers and the UCLA Bruins. They'll be meeting for just the ninth time ever. UCLA has won six straight in this series, just so you know, including the 85-83 win out in Los Angeles back at the end of January. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Before we move forward, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is low.